Hello, I'm Nicole. This beautiful garden is named the Cherry Garden, and inspiration for its design was taken from the time of Elizabeth's father, William Murray. William was given this house and created the first Earl of Dysart by Charles I in return for his loyalty and friendship. Elizabeth used this walled privy or private garden as it could be accessed for her favoured guests from her private apartments on this side of the house. Now the four walls have been replaced by yew hedges and hornbeam arches to retain the tranquility of a private garden. The design for the Cherry Garden was inspired by a typical 17th century parterre, and this space was created as part of the National Trust's recreation and restoration of the whole garden in the 1970s. Here again we see formal shapes of cones and hedges enclosing over 1,200 lavender plants. The lavender plants here are two varieties with slightly different shades of foliage and flowers, Sussex and anniversary bouquet. Using more than one variety extends the flowering time, and the lavender attracts a large number of pollinators, especially bees. In the autumn, it is clipped to form round shapes to reflect the formality of a 17th century garden. The statue is Bacchus, the god of wine, which is the only original piece of statuary remaining from the Lauderdale's garden. You will see that we have a lot of box in this garden, and like many gardens in southeast England, we have had a problem with box moth caterpillar. We use an organic spray during spring and summer to minimise the damage to the box leaves, and we monitor for moths in order to plan when to spray most effectively. A popular garden design feature of the time was the claire-voyer. Look to your right and you can see openings through the hedges giving a surprise view of the garden beyond. The Cherry Garden is a popular design for film crews as it offers an historical backdrop with year-round garden interest. Do feel free to take a seat to enjoy this garden, and when you're ready to leave, cross the garden and exit via the opposite side furthest from the house, turning right under the arched hornbeam towards your next stop, number 3, on the south terrace.